I also committed my first act of rebellion. I joined a church. The small congregational church existed one block from our home. I walked by it every day to and from school. One day, I poked my head in. The second day, I took a seat. The third day, I found myself talking to the Reverend. "Will God let you into heaven?" I wanted to know, "if you were buried under the wrong name?" I talked to the Reverend for a long time that afternoon. He had bottle-thick glasses, sparse gray hair, a kind smile. When I got home, it was after 6. My father was waiting, and there was no food on the table. "Where were you?" he demanded. "I got held late. Do you know how worried I've been? I missed the bus. I was talking to a teacher about a homework assignment. I had to walk all the way home. I didn't want to bother you at work." I was babbling, my cheeks flushed, not sounding anything like myself. My father frowned at me for a long time. "You can always call me," he said abruptly. "We're in this together, kiddo." He ruffled my hair. I missed my mother. Then I walked into the kitchen and started the tuna casserole. Lying, I've discovered, is as addictive as any drug. Next thing I knew, I told my father I'd joined the debate team. This, of course, gave me any number of afternoons I could spend at the church, listening to the choir practice, talking to the Reverend, simply absorbing the space. I'd always had long, dark hair. My mother used to braid it for me when I was a child. As an adolescent, however, I had relegated it to an impenetrable curtain I let hang over my face. One day, I decided my hair was blocking the true beauty of the stained glass, so I walked to the corner barbershop and had it chopped off. My father didn't speak to me for a week. And I discovered, sitting in my church, watching my neighbors come and go, that my oversized sweatshirts were too drab, my baggy jeans ill-fitting. I liked people in bright colors. I liked the way it brought attention to their faces and made you notice their smiles. These people looked happy, normal, loving. I bet there wasn't a 3-second delay every time someone asked them their name. So I bought new clothes for the debate team. And I started spending every Monday night at the soup kitchen. School requirement, I told my father. Everyone's got to fulfill so many hours of community service. There happened to be a nice young man who also volunteered there. Brown hair, brown eyes, Matt Fisher. Matt took me to the movies. I don't remember what was playing. I was aware of his hand on my shoulder, the sweaty feel of my own palms, the hitch to my breath. After the movies, we went for ice cream. It was raining. He held his coat over my head. And then, tucked inside his cologne-scented jacket, he gave me my first kiss. I floated home, arms wrapped around my waist, dreamy smile upon my face.